Great play call there by Chuck Long.
This is Battle Hawks Live.
Up here on cloud nine, listen one more time. I'm doing fine. Up here on cloud nine.
There we go. How about that, Kurt Hunsaker? Cloud nine, are you still on it? Thanks for being with us. You still on that cloud nine?
I'm riding it as long as humanly possible, Howard. Thanks for having me tonight.
And I'll tell you, you know, the crazy thing is I was saying to people here, and we just had Coach Hayes on a little bit earlier in the show. There was a lot of, actually, you couldn't even see the clouds today because it was so gloomy and they were above the sky. You know, we couldn't see clouds. We could see some yesterday. The clouds were there. But that was even another part of this whole thing, is that today's weather was supposed to be yesterday, but it was held off. And I said to a bunch of people, and I wrote in a story on our website, the football gods were shining on St. Louis. You guys had so much to do with it, with all the hard work that was put in over the last number of months. But man, the city responded, and it's got a lot of people on cloud nine today, man. Congratulations on everything. And I was saying earlier, I don't know what word to describe it. I use surreal to describe the whole day. It's just pretty incredible. What word would you try to describe it all, if you even come up with one?
Well, feeling. We always hoped that the first Battle Hawks home game would draw a pretty good sized crowd, so you can visualize that. What there is no chance what we could have thought or envisioned or dreamt was just that feeling that you had yesterday. Turn the corner with President Jeffrey Pollock yesterday and saw the Chinook's official tailgate area and was totally blown away. And we're talking 11 a.m. So this is before the players arrived, and just the energy and amount of people and the smiles. Like, that was another thing. There's a whole lot of smiles. Mm-hmm. I overheard a ton of people saying, you know, I haven't seen some of my buddies for 5 years.
You wow.
Know, the tradition of tailgating and getting together during home games, and they kind of lost that. And it became pretty much a social media connection, and they all came back together. And well, some of them didn't even have tickets, but they just wanted to be a part of that experience and be the atmosphere. And so the feeling to me is something that really just energized me. I had goosebumps all day.
It was, and I admit I had the goosebumps too. All day. As soon as I got on the highway on 70 yesterday from my home to come downtown, and it just hit like an avalanche. It was just amazing. And then to get off the exit there and see all the tailgaters and what used to be the McGuire lot north of the dome, it was just wow. I mean, it was just amazing. But you know, the word surreal. I was telling Jonathan this earlier, and I think I gave him too many words here. He says, man, you packed in a lot there. But when I was trying to think of the word as I was writing, and I said, this is surreal, but I wanted to look it up just to see the actual dictionary definition of it. And you just now saying we couldn't have dreamt or dreamed any of this. And I know you said that in a lot of your other comments. Merriam-Webster defines surreal as something marked by the intense, irrational reality of a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That says it all, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. And I've heard a couple other people say this today. It also felt normal. Like, this was the first Battle Hawks game, but it looked like people had been doing this for 30, 40 years. And that's just the DNA of St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis comes together to celebrate St. Louis. And, you know, that was one of the big goals of the – you know, the fan engagement team, my side of the house, is we wanted to go out and celebrate St. Louis from day one, even before the Battle Hawks brand was launched, by being born and raised, by being the first homegrown pro football team, and just having the conversations with fans on what they wanted that dome experience to be like. We kept asking questions all throughout the game. How can we get better? How can we improve this? And there was plenty of things that we can improve upon, and we've already started working on all those for Saturday's game. But just the outpouring of, man, thank you so much for doing this. It was far more positive yesterday talking to fans than the negative, by far and away.
Yeah, I always think it would have to be, and it was just all around great. And obviously, the key to it all, I mean, let's when a team comes out and goes down the field in four plays and scores a touchdown and then has the kickoff return that Coach Hayes described as blowing the roof off the top of the building. When you have a game that goes the way it does, certainly that's not only the icing on the cake, but if it doesn't go that way, then all of a sudden, okay, well, it was still fun, it was still this and all that, but the whole dominating performance just added to it as well, obviously, and just, yeah, put that capper on the entire day.
And we tried to parlay to the teams how emphatic the community, the city, the dome was going to be like. And again, a lot of those elements you saw pregame, that the player march from Bear Plaza through all the fans high-fiving, the fans wanted that. They really liked that about the college game.
Yeah, that was cool.
They said, yeah, that'd be really cool if we can do that. So, you know, we're talking to some of the members of the football operations team, and they're saying as soon as they turn off of 70 onto Broadway, and the players saw the tailgate, they saw the McGuire lots, and they saw the Schnucks official tailgate, and they're just like, what's this? And as much as we tried to prepare them, it's St. Louis came out, again, it's that feeling. They're welcome, homegrown in pro football. That the guys dressed up in the Cardinals jerseys and the Blues jerseys, and you know, again, celebrating St. Louis. That's a phrase you're going to hear a lot as we get ready for Saturday's game. That's what we're doing. And Saturday, we're going to really blow the doors off of that theme.
Yeah, and that theme from the beginning has been, and I've been saying it all along, but described it yesterday as brilliant, and it's just hammered and just keep on it and all that. And that, I think that's a big part of, and obviously there's a lot of reasons with football, with the way you guys marketed it, with that whole pent up emotion and some anger of what happened, why we don't have a team. We don't want to dwell on it, but certainly that's certainly a part of the emotion of the city. And hey, it was brought out in the parking lots. I don't know if you saw the Twitter thing with the owner of the Rams, a pinata that people were hitting. And then the funny thing, Kurt, was the first play of the game when the Battlehawks go to the line of scrimmage and the fans start their chant about the former owner. And I'm saying, hey, at least save the chant until the Battlehawks come on defense. You don't want to be chanting that when the offense is there so you can hear the signals. But it was all those things welled up. It was like a perfect storm of emotions that led to yesterday. But now, like you said, keeping it going. That's obviously the key.
That's very much the key. And you definitely felt it as the game went on. Those emotions transitioned. And they transitioned when the offense barrels down the field on the ground on the first drive. You felt it when the 58-yard field goal, the kick return. Those are now the emotions are, I love this team. And the people who, for some fans, it's, that angst will always be there, but now there's this new feeling of the Battlehawks are here. They're yours.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to write this story. They love the fact that you came out in droves. As much as I could bottle yesterday and reopen it on Saturday, that's what we're aiming to do. And we're doing a lot of things today based off of a great feedback that we got great feedback from fans yesterday. We're always looking to improve the dome experience. We hear you loud and clear on online, and we're working on all that right now with our friends at Explore St. Louis in the Dome. We're just excited that pro football is returning. We certainly didn't think we'd get an A in every place of the report card, but just that sense of football's back, the weekend ritual of hanging with our friends and family and having a great time, and then having an awesome product on the field to cheer for is something we're really excited about.
Club President Kurt Hunziker is with us here on Battle Hawks Live. What's going to happen pretty darn quick, though, unfortunately too quick, and some people are going to say, oh, come on, this is all the games we have left? Come on, we need more games. We need a longer season, but that's just the reality of what it is. But I was struck by something, Kurt, that when you were on last Thursday here on Frank Cusimano's show, The Press Box, with Dave Peacock, and the one thing that he said kind of resonated with a lot of what you have just talked about, and how Dave mentioned how the Battlehawks have brought this refreshing and aggressive approach to the market and in such a short time have also brought in incredible excitement and loyalty. They have really struck a chord with the St. Louis market. Our city appreciates people that appreciate us, and the fans feel a part of it. That is well said as anything could be.
No, no question. And that he perfectly encapsulates what we aim to do. And I think what really helped us from the beginning was I'm from here. I grew up here. That sentiment's been rooted in me. I've always appreciated people appreciate St. Louis. And that's one of the things that we absolutely wanted to do. And we, being obviously from St. Louis and sports fans in St. Louis, how unique the Cardinals and Blues can bring St. Louis together. And I've said it once, I'll say it a gazillion times. The momentum of the Cardinals postseason push last year, the Blues Stanley Cup run, this all helps just St. Louis, not just a St. Louis sports team, but St. Louis. You get a national narrative. And now for the Battlehawks to be a part of that and show the country now we have quantifiable proof. Now there are moving pictures of what a great football town St. Louis mm-hmm. is. And sometimes that gets lost in the national narrative. And St. Louis, the fan base came out and rather dramatically said, we are an awesome football town. And that was what makes us so proud to be part of this great community.
Well, the only thing I'll argue with you on is the word sometimes, because I hear the national narrative and I try to answer it back with all my national colleagues all the time. And there's such a misperception that is unfortunate. And it was a lot of it was perpetrated by the other teams that left when they said, well, we were second fiddle to the Cardinals. That was the first team. And then the last one, wow, the football can't make it. I mean, it was just ridiculous stuff, but they had to say those things to justify leaving. But we're not going to worry about that here. Like you said, it's moving forward. And I think too, Kurt, is that what these fans really appreciate too is that this league is kind of all for one and one for all, in a sense. All the players are in the same boat. It's teams being put together for the first time. Except for maybe a handful of quarterbacks, everybody's making the same amount of money. But they're all playing hard, whether it's to maybe get another chance in the NFL or just to keep playing this game they love because they just want to play it and be a part of a team. And I think the fans sense that. They don't know a lot about these guys. That guy was running down the sideline yesterday for the touchdown. They're probably looking, going, who the heck was that? Who's Joe Powell? I don't know. I don't know anything about him. But now people are learning. And that's the cool part of it. We're all learning about them. But I think it's that sense of no prima donnas need apply in this league. And I think the fans really like that.
Well, and I think you're spot on. And if you watched Commissioner Luck while he was on the field yesterday, keenly intent on each of the plays, but then in between the plays, he would immediately snap back around and look at the crowd. And St. Louis put on such a great show for the XFL executives that were in town, obviously to a national audience. And I think I saw the initial ESPN viewership numbers were phenomenal. Again, it is such, we have such a love fest for the city because we were raised by the city. They showed us how to lead by example. They told us, the city has told us how to listen, how to care, how to give back. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. And the players have clearly bought in on it. Coach Hayes, that was it. That was his mindset the very first time he and I met. He goes, hey, we're not just a football team. We want to be part of this community. So he and I have been in lockstep since day one. And we just couldn't be more excited to see how the community has reciprocated the love. And we're very, very excited that we have four more showcases here in St. Louis at the Dome, starting with the game this Saturday.
And that one is at 4 o'clock against the Seattle Dragons. So, of course, the question of the day, everyone's wondering, I don't know, where the phone's ringing off the hook and people going online, what is the ticket situation for this game against Seattle and then going forward for the rest of the season?
Tickets are going swiftly and briskly, but we still have plenty. So XFLBattlehawks.com is your source for tickets. Click on the tickets tab. Then we have going from a 5-day in-between game break to 20 days as we prepare for the March 21st game in Los Angeles. A lot of we want to keep the momentum going. And again, we listen to fans all the time, and we heard everything about opening up more seating sections.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can replicate the atmosphere that we had yesterday, then absolutely for the Los Angeles game, we would look into adding more seating sections on the 300 and 400 levels. But we have to have, I mean, from a logistics standpoint, from an operational standpoint, you kind of have to keep your foot on the gas. You're not going to open up more sections if attendance is going to dip
right
on game two. So as much as we can, you know, pack the dome one more time on Saturday on the lower bowl, then for that ever popular LA game in March,
yes,
we would definitely look to opening up those additional sections to accommodate more and more fans to be a part of this experience.
It'll be great to see. And I started thinking it might be too quick for this game now coming up, but I was thinking, hey, maybe a good thing would be a little a mini season package for the remainder of the games, and that could potentially include a playoff game if you do that.
Believe me, we're thinking of all those same things, and there's still options available for fans to be a part of this storytelling for the remainder four games. Our ticket sales and experience team are the best in the business, and I know I'm completely biased in that assessment, but they have literally been working around the clock. The demand from fans who now have 29,000 plus friends who maybe experienced yesterday's game, those are now massive megaphones for the team to talk about the experience, to talk about that feeling I mentioned before. I mean, again, we want to package that. The players coming off the bus, that had to have energized them. And then they go out and score on their first drive, and then that just re-energizes the crowd. I mean, it was really an amazing day. And I'm actually quite honest, I have a voice right now, because last night I was a mix between Kermit the Frog with a terrible, terrible head cold and a tuba.
I would have liked to have heard that. That would have been pretty interesting.
It was rough.
Well, rest that voice, because it might be hard, because you can be asked by a lot of people to talk about all this stuff during the week, I am sure. But kudos once again, and just a great show put on by everyone. I mean, this was you talk about a team effort. That's what this was from the team, the front office, the fans, the everyone. Everyone. It's just that's the epitome of St. Louis. And it was really, really cool to see and experience. So thanks so much. Thanks for being with us. And we continue with Battle Hawks Live. Great to be involved with the station. And we look forward to Wednesday for the Bud Select Happy Hour Plus at the Missouri Bar and Grill. We've had all the fans out. We'll know Wednesday what players will be there, and had a great time last week. I don't know if you heard this, Kurt. Last thing I'll mention, I was joking with the kicker, with the specialist, and I said something about breaking the field goal record in the league with Taylor Russolino. And I mentioned to Marquette King, because I had remembered and I had read when he was with the Raiders, and you know, as you know, he's a little bit of a, let's just say he's got an interesting personality. And when Sebastian Janikowski broke a record, some kicking record with the Raiders, Marquette had a balloon bouquet delivered to him. So I asked him about that, and then we started talking about Taylor breaking a record, and he goes, well, you know what? If he breaks the XFL record, he says, I'm going to send him a little blow-up doll. So I said, oh, my goodness, you didn't really just say that. And so now the big question is there going to be a surprise for Taylor Russolino when he gets to his locker this week at the facility? So that's something to watch for. If you see any blow-up dolls around the facility, you'll be going, oh, my goodness, Marquette's in action.
Well, I appreciate the heads up. And so on behalf of the team, you know, again, we love the partnership with 590 The Fan, love having you play a prominent role in this team, really excited about. Still a lot of fun we have on tap. We still have 70% of the season to go.
Yep.
There's still a lot of fun. There's still a lot of fun to be had. And again, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on tonight.
Appreciate it, Kurt. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Will do.
All right. That's Kurt Hunziker, president of the St. Louis Battlehawks.